Tuesday morning, the day after Labor Day, back to work and back to school and back to the YMCA of the Blue Water area on Monday of next week. Joining us right now is the president of the Y, Denise Brooks. Denise, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Paul. I'm happy to be on the line with you.
And you're ready to open next week, aren't you?
We are. We're just working through a few last details, but we were in pretty good shape back in July when we had thought we might open after 4th of July. So really our main focus right now is on staffing. A lot of our staff has stayed with us, but we have had some folks that have needed to move on to other opportunities. So we're wrapping that up, and that's why we're opening on the 14th instead of the 9th.
What's it going to look and feel like at the Y when people walk through the doors next Monday?
Well, it's going to be different than it was, just like just about any experience you have right now is with COVID-19. When you get to the Y, we'll do a health check. So we'll take your temperature, ask you to answer some questions. You'll be admitted to the Y at that point. If you've got your card or if you've got the mobile app with your card on it, it'll be a touchless check-in, so you'll just check in during the health check. We will have scheduling available, so if you think tea time or scheduling a bowling alley or something like that, you'll be able to schedule time in the Duffy Wellness Center and schedule time in the competition pool. Those are the two key things we're going to have open to start with, and then we'll be phasing in other services as we go. But under the governor's orders, we need to be able to both manage capacity in the different areas as well as be able to do contact tracing should there have been somebody in the Y that had COVID-19.
All right, so you need to know who was there, when they were there, and all those other things. What about just for the health and safety of those that are there, any different things that people are going to have to do while they're there at the Y?
Sure. So when you come in, like for the Duffy Wellness Center, for example, you'll be provided with materials so that you can wipe down the equipment both before and after, as much for your peace of mind to know that the equipment's being taken care of, although our staff will be continuing to do that as well. For the pool, we ask that people come ready to, you know, bathing suit on, ready to swim. Two of the locker rooms will be available, but showers will not. So that'll be a little bit of a change for right now. You'll be seeing staff cleaning. We've got some new cleaning protocols, new equipment that we're using, electrostatic equipment that will help with sterilizing surfaces. We've improved the air handling, and we have a double filter system, so we have both MERV 8 and MERV 13 filters. So a whole variety of things. I mean, we've really looked throughout the building. We've spaced the Duffy, so we've taken some equipment out. That way we're, you know, making it much more easy to kind of look around and figure out, okay, what equipment's available, what kind of spacing do I need to have. We are looking at 10 to 12 foot spacing. I know a lot of places kind of focus on the 6 foot, but really from the governor's executive orders as well as the health department recommendations, we're looking at a 10 to 12 foot spacing.
I know during this time of closure, you've been keeping everybody connected virtually with lots of classes and other things. Are some of those components going to remain?
Yes, they are. We're going to continue to have virtual classes because we know there's going to be people that aren't going to be comfortable coming back into this setting right now. So we're going to continue with those. We are continuing with outdoor classes. At least for this first fall session, and we're examining, based on the governor's capacity limitations, what we might be able to do for indoor classes, you know, because there are still some restrictions there. But we're working our way through all of those things. One of the things that we would let people know is it's going to be important to be bringing your mask and wearing it. Under the current executive order, it does require a mask to be worn unless you're swimming. So at all other times, you will need to have a mask in the facility. Should that executive order change, then we'll look at potentially changing that policy.
You've obviously thought this through, and like you said, even back in July, when it looked like maybe you'd be able to reopen, you had everything ready to go. Hopefully, you're able to stay open, because that would be devastating to reopen, and then weeks down the line, you know, have to see things close down again. So hopefully, things will open at the Y and stay open.
And I think as long as we do things like mask up, stay home if you're sick. You know, I mean, the same things the governor and everybody else has been saying for a while. You know, if you're feeling sick at all, please don't come. Don't, you know, don't expose our members and staff. I think for a lot of us, it's just going to be doing the things that we've known for years with flu season, and then adding the masking to it. So we just need to be sensible, and I think if we all do that, then we'll be fine.
You mentioned staffing is an issue for you right now, trying to find employees. If there are people looking for work right now that would be interested in applying, how do they go about doing that? What kind of positions are you talking about?
Well, we're kind of working our way through that right now, and we're in the process of seeing, with the holiday in there, we're in the process of seeing who's still on tap. But if anyone is interested, they can certainly contact us at the YMCA at 987-6400, and I'll send them to our business office in HR area, which is extension 135.
I bet it's been awfully quiet around the Y, because you're still going into the office, right, Denise?
Yeah, I've been here, although throughout this we've had, we did essential child care, and then this summer we moved back into traditional child care. We had camp want to come back all summer long, so we had kids here for camp all summer. We've continued to do, like I said, the outdoor classes, which most of them are based around the Y somewhere outside. So, you know, we've been busy. It's just not been, we haven't had that opportunity to see our members, which we really miss them.
Yeah, well, one day they'll be back with some modifications, but the doors will reopen. Denise, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much, and congratulations on getting to reopen.
Thank you so much, and all right. We direct people to our website for additional reopening information.
Check it out there. Denise, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, bye-bye.